KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Detectives have uncovered an illegal liquor manufacturing business on the North Coast. Police conducted a multidisciplinary operation in Umhlali this week, which took them to a farm along the secluded R104. KZN SAP spokesperson Paul Magwaza says they found heavy machinery used to distill, mix and package liquor on the premises. He says illegal liquor was seized to the value of over 1 million rand.
Police seized over 26,000 sachets of branded liquor, over 60 crates filled with unbranded sachets of liquor, several boxes of counterfeit liquor, and five 1,000-liter containers of ethanol used to manufacture the liquor. The truck delivering the ethanol was also seized during the raid.
Magwaza says the business manager was arrested and charged for the manufacturing and distribution of illicit liquor. He'll appear in the Guaduguza Magistrate Court soon. And staying on the North Coast, one person's been killed in a car crash on the N2 near Zingwazi. Although it's unclear how the collision occurred, IPSS Medical Rescue's Sam Merrick says two other people have been injured.
Critically injured patients are currently being stabilized on scene by IPSS Medical Rescue Advanced Life Support. This remains an active scene and we urge motorists to travel with caution.
In other news, Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police has questioned the timing of IPID's probe into KZN's top cop, Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. The police watchdog's investigating an allegation that Mkhwanazi interfered with the arrest of a senior correctional services official 2 years ago. Recently appearing before the police committee, the commissioner called the claims a smear campaign against him. Its chairperson, Ian Cameron, believes there could be an agenda against Mkhwanazi.
He went as far back as about 15 years ago when he spoke to the committee 2 weeks ago and explained how he, those years, received certain instructions from high-ranking political figures not to investigate and who to investigate. So it was clear to me that over the years, he obviously would have gotten increasing amounts of resistance or people, let's rather say, just a longer list of potential enemies.
Mkhwanazi has until tomorrow to submit a sworn statement to IPID. And abroad, Donald Trump says many elements of a final deal concerning the war in Ukraine have been agreed with the Russian president ahead of a call today. The US president says he's looking forward to speaking to Vladimir Putin on the phone for the second time. Here's the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
I won't get ahead of those negotiations, but I can say we are on the 10th yard line of peace, and we've never been closer to a peace deal than we are in this moment. And the president, as you know, is determined to get one done.
That clip's courtesy of Sky News. Back home, showers and thundershowers are expected across KZN this afternoon. Durban 26, Richards Bay 28, and Pietermaritzburg 24. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, Bafana Bafana head coach Hugo Bruce has slammed Orlando Pirates for their handling of the injured Patrick Maswanganyi. Liverpool legend Robbie Fowler is criticizing his former club for letting a contract saga hang over some of their biggest players. And if you missed it earlier, wins for Marties and UP in the Varsity Cup.